okay, one day I'll sort it out. Now try. You just start. I will help you. If any difficulty, you write to me. But now start. Then he started. And he was very interested. He liked it very, very much, in his respect. Now in the middle of it, again he couldn't find the references. So he took the time. And here comes the disciples from Baba. Which reference you want, I will solve it. And Baba said that if you have any difficulty, just write it. And then you solve that reference and everything. At that moment, my uncle folded hands. He is my guru for today and forever after. So, he knew then after much passing. And then, here comes Baba. You know that he took a few monkeys in 23 at Gujarat. You must have seen the pictures?
Yeah.
They all look like bellies.
Oh, yes,
So, Baba went to Gujarat first, and then, while coming from there, going to Bombay, he just stopped at our place, in Sunshine. As soon as he went to the station, got down at the station, police was after him, because at that time, some kidnappers were playing mischief. And then they
were playing mischief.
Huh?
Playing mischief?
Kidnappers.
Oh, kidnappers. Mm.
And few, and their dresses and Baba's dress just alike. So they just took the whole group as a kidnappers. And they followed him wherever he went. Now, my uncle's house was situated in such a way that 20 minutes from station, and whoever wants to go to town, they have to pass the house, my other house. The Baba was in Tonga, he was just going, and here, my two cousins, who were from the school for lunch, they were leaving for school. Baba knew everyone, so he just stared at those two girls and smiled. And they just stared. The small one says to their tall one, "Look here, that ruffian looks at us and smiles." Older one says, "But why do you look at him? Say Baba, Baba, and he will go. Baba is with us." That was the real joke. "Say Baba, Baba. And Baba is with us. Why do you look at him?" They went to their way and Baba went to the inn where he had just fixed to go. And at 3 o'clock the very same day, my uncle went there to Baba. And what he saw, the police and constables surrounded the inn. He, as he was working in the court as a clerk, they knew each other. And he asked, "Why are you here?" He said, "Yes, we have found the bandits, I mean kidnappers. And they are here, so we are going to arrest them." My uncle said, "They are kidnappers, they are my dear guru, my dear Baba." He said, "Are you sure?" He said, "Sure. For this group I helped you. He is my guru. If you have enough luck, go and bow down and go away." They went, they bowed down and they left. So to say, they were kidnapped. So, then Baba said, at that time Baba was speaking, because 1923, Baba was speaking. So, Baba said to my uncle, "I will come tomorrow to your place." And next day he came. Now, besides being a writer, he was an antique collector. My uncle. And whoever knew him, you know, his hobby, they used to send the historical things, and he was very good at it. So, years before, there was a boy of 9 years old. And he, from his own imagination, he was scared of Zoroaster. After that, only it is pencil work. After that, few months or so, he was playing cards with his friends. All of a sudden, he dropped the card, looked upward and said, "Angels have come to fetch me, so I am going." and he fasted. Their name. So his parents sent that photo as a relic to my uncle. My uncle liked it so much that he had put it in his bedroom, just opposite his bed, just like that. That as soon as he gets up, he just will send it. Baba comes very first time in our home. He just passed the hall, 2-3 rooms he passed, and went directly to the bedroom. Stood under that photo and said, "Lord Zoroaster, I bow down to you." And then he told my uncle, "This is the real photo of Zoroaster."
Oh.
Yeah, this is the real photo of Zoroaster.
Oh. That is unknown. Really unknown that there's a picture of Zoroaster.
No, because at that time there was nobody making.
No.
But it is all anyway, all the photos are just imagination.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But he has drawn in Baba is past. That is the beauty. It is and some of the awakeners have that photo. You have seen? It was a life size, let's say a whole page foot of this photo.
Mm-hmm.
One of the awakeners. You might have seen?
I have seen what?
You know, I mean, remember that?
Where
in
is
the address?
Where is it?
In one of the awakeners they put it.
It's the very recent one, isn't it?
In 33. But by the time my uncle used to come here for darshan, he came at, in 1933. He had the whole day program and everything. And Baba, it was train at 1 o'clock and he was going to, in that train at 1 o'clock. My uncle said, "Baba, it is time because he will miss the train." Baba said, "Swarabhi," my uncle's name was Swarabhi. "Swarabhi, if we go early, they won't come early, and if we go late, it won't wait for us." Then my uncle asked, "Baba, when will you be back?" "At the end of your life," Baba said, "at the end of your life."
When did Swarabhi die?
In 37.
37.
I think 27th of December. So, and my uncle said, "I am so lucky, Baba. Am I so lucky, Baba?" Baba said, "You know." And then again, and then it was now 37, Baba's birthday in Nasi. And he was lecturing. You know, you might have seen the film. That was the last talk, last lecture he gave. And then his health was not good. He was on the bed. So he was moving, but he was still. And my brother's wedding was arranged. Marriage was arranged. And Baba sent the telegram. "Cancel all the invitations. I am coming." So on cancel. And he came. It was night, 9 o'clock. As soon as he comes, he just goes directly to my uncle's room. My uncle said, "Baba, let me be down and let me have your darshan." I said, "Not now, tomorrow at 8 o'clock, I will call you." And he embraced and he just calmed him down. And then he came to the hall and the whole night, you know, music and darshan and all sorts of things. At 1 o'clock, he left and he went to the another bungalow nearby for his rest. 6 o'clock again he came in the morning. Exactly at 8 o'clock he said, "Bring him." So with the aid of 2 persons he was brought. Baba said, "Now Baba." And he's bowing down, he's not like us, you know, this question, you can all this and that and all rituals. So he did. And then Baba said, "That is finished. We saw the sign, but we couldn't get it what it means. But my uncle knew." And my uncle said, "Is it Baba?" "Yes. Now you go and have rest. Till I tell you, don't come out of the bed." When I go, I will see you. I will come to see you. But don't come here. And he was taken to the very, in the afternoon, he left, Baba left. But leaving the order with us, that when, now, whatever his condition, you just let me know, via me in Nagpur. And he left for Devi's place at Nagpur. Just keep in touch with me, via me about his head, all the time. So we arrived. It was now next day. Today Baba left, that was one day in between. The next day was my brother's marriage. It was between day. And his health a little bit more serious. Doctors came. In the same room, my youngest uncle was sitting there at the garden side. It was evening, 6 o'clock, dark. And he saw a figure. He said, "Who are you and what do you want?" That figure said, "I am the death and I want that person." Mm-hmm. "Oh no, how come? Tomorrow is the marriage day here. It is very good. And it is my Mahe Baba's order, you can't take him away." He said, "Is it Mahe Baba's order?" And he left. Yes. So, and he all the time, the doctors were there, but he didn't know what is going on in the rooms. He again become better, you know, my uncle. And very next day, wedding was over, and 20 minutes after the wedding is over, he passed. Then we wired the Baba that this pastor. Before we gave the wire message to him, he was sitting with the lovers. He kept to Tanji, Rora Sankar, who was first secretary of Baba. "Swaraji has come to me." Before our wire goes, Tanji is so taken aback, said, "But Baba, today is the wedding day. What did you do? He has come to me. When Chanji came after 2 months, Baba sent him to us. Said that Baba was so, you know, happy. He was so great and so happy. As if he is gave some pleasure. But Swaraji has come to me. All the time he was the same on day. Swaraji has come to me. Then I came here. Many times I heard Baba saying, anyway, Swaraji has won the race. Anyway, he really won. So how it is thing that when Baba said that if you are eager to see me, I am more eager to glory. How many times he rejected Baba? But when he wanted him to get it, I used to say she called the lecture game. Anyway, Swaraji is one race. Then just everything happened and every time it's such coincidence. That last moment they were able to speak Baba's name. My father. When Baba left for new life, since then, he was suffering from amnesia, old age amnesia. He just left speaking. He used to say, smile, give you a smile, or just say, "Have you eaten?" Like that. That's the So one day, my sister-in-law said, "Hey, let's talk to him. It's so long, so many days that he hasn't talked." So he just sat on the bed and said, "But Daddy, you know, tomorrow our Baba is coming. Just only to make him speak, what is the reaction?" He just said, "What? Baba? Our Mahe Baba?" Twice, "Our Mahe Baba?" He said, "Yes. When? In our home. When? Tomorrow. Many others. Then he stopped. And then, and very next day, he passed. He passed away. And then the last word.
अरे
फूला अंडे
आप फूल के अंडे
ओल हाँ माय फादर सिस्टर वो बेलो ही यूज्ड टू से बाबा ना माय गॉड यू सी हीरो माय गॉड जस्ट कीपिंग मी सो वन डे बाबा बोले ने टू इनॉग्रेट माय सिस्टर्स बंगलो एज सून एज ही कम्स He's just, you know, managed to go there, and Baba just, he said, I was quite excited, thinking the right thing, but I was tired, you know. Baba, you are the doer of anything, aren't you? Baba. My duty is over, Baba. Baba. Like that, you know, in a doubt, you know. One thing, Baba, no reason.
How?
It was a Monday. That was a Monday. And very next Monday, she died. So everyone in the town, they said, what happened? That every time something is something that Baba knows. No. And yet, he used to say,
why
do
you ask me?
He was sitting once here on that floor, and he was sitting around. There was amongst us, there was one person, Kamalo. He just kept on asking, what will happen or something was happening. And Baba said, I don't know anything, why do you ask me? And then he just kept on. Why don't you explain her that I don't know anything? Now you are just looking like that. Okay. Then I just knew that Baba wanted you to be angry, only just to show. And I said, but why do you just question him? What does he know? Whatever he knows, everything he knows. What does he know? Why are you asking? And Baba just enjoyed the class. And clapped it. And then he unfolds the stretcher. He takes her from the bed, puts her on the bed. And then she opens the bed and takes out the bed knife, humiliating the bed. And this only he opens only that much, operates, takes out some disease like that. She sees it, you know, in dream of course, and puts it in a basin under her bed. Then he takes out his scar. You know that scar he was wearing before, very evident. He takes out that, just does like that, and the wound heals up. Then again, he just puts her in the bed. Unfold the stretcher, close the bed, and then he washes the hands. Now what the soap which he was using, he used that soap. He sees everything so clear. He washes with that soap and the finished. He takes the bed and that stretcher, goes halfway and again comes back, puts back everything. Goes to the table, takes a scribbling pad and a pen. With that much big letter, he writes, "No one should touch my face." Means no vaccine or nothing. She saw it in her writing, everything she saw. And then Baba left. After that, she watched. Her fever was subsiding, the pain was coming down. She was so sure, that Rama was there. So it is a dream, but she was sure. She called her husband, said, "No need to go to the hospital, because Rama is operated, my pain is subsiding, my fever is subsiding." And all of a sudden she says, "Make that bed." With that bed. There was no writing at all. But the last, completely last page was torn in such a way that it in a hurry, how we just tell it like that. She asked everyone, "Can we use this bed?" Everyone said that, "How could we use the last page, meaning all this fun?" Then he says, "Oh, give me that page in under my bed." There was nothing. She said, "No, that was big." And she wanted to walk away. There was no soap. Soap was the second. And on that day, there was a little package of Duniya. Duniya. You know Duniya? Duni on the every child, there is Duni writing.
Duni
ashes. Duni that was perfect on the face of soap. And soap is perfect.
That was at her home, didn't you all take a person?
Everything.
Was at her home. Where is she at?
She is in Bombay.
You know? She is in Bombay. Is this where it happened in Bombay? Who is she?
She is Rajput's sister. Kekobai's sister.
Oh, Kekobai's sister?
Kekobai's wife's sister. She's still alive.
She's quite young now. 85 now?
85 now, yes. But she loves it so well.
Is that many years ago that it happened?
Yes.
Did the doctor summon her afterwards? Did the doctor summon her afterwards?
No, he didn't go to the doctor.
How about her mother now?
If you are coming to a room for 84 lakhs of time, that means 84?
100,000.
84,000. Yeah.
84,000.
100,000. 100,000. Come and go. To take the experience of everything, and then you get, you are managed to see yourself. But if you have the chance, to get the perfect master. And he thought. Then he just steps down. But we have the luck to have all done.
He only comes when we are ready.
Exactly. So Baba just said, you know, sitting the same stone, that's why I just sit so much. He just said, now what to do? You have to come and go and come and go. Is there any resort? He said. There is resort, he said. Whoever takes my name at the end of the life, I am bound to liberate them. To liberate them. But who can remember? Well, who can remember? Because mostly at the end of their life, they are unconscious. Many people are just so engrossed in their bodily pain that they don't think of anything.
Yeah.
So what is the level of it? He said, there is one only resort. Start taking my name by now. He said, start by now. And if the, in the end, if you are unconscious, you are taking my name subconsciously. And then I will help you. But take my name by now. So, it was an incident happened in Bombay. A woman was taking Baba's name off and on, off and on. Then she had been hardened. For months she was at home, and the doctor one day said that you can go out now, we are all right. So one day she went to the Bombay Baba Center. That was Sunday. She comes at night, because then Monday and Tuesday in between. Wednesday, doctor comes to for a checkup. She talks to the doctor, and all of a sudden she says, stop talking, doctor. I think I am passing away. And she began to shout, Baba, 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 and she popped up. What one day one could envy. So, this another incident. You might have heard about Akabari, who died of the
Akabari.
So, his sister.
Is the one who died on an Amatiti? On the 31st?
No, no, no. On the 28th day of Baba, after 28th day, he died on the 28th day. So his sister was staying in Bombay, and only relations was the Sata, and he used to look after her and so on. And Baba needed Sata very badly for the must watch. So Baba said to him, I will arrange that everyone, every Baba lover from Bombay will look after you. But send Sata for my wife, will you? And he said, happily Baba, take it. Now, one day, she got that apoplexy, and she was tossing here and there. And one after another, all the Baba lovers gathered there. They couldn't, you know, decide what to do, because doctor said that any moment she will go, or she will stay for 1 month. So they decided that we put in the hospital, or we should inform Baba, or what. By the time, amongst them, there was one boy, 20-year-old Baba Lava. He said, Auntie, say something. And she was saying, what shall I say, my child? Say Baba. And she says, Baba, and
finish. Just like that, huh?
Yes! How Baba inspired that boy. While others were just thinking, what? Because they were thinking that if we say now, Baba, she is talking in her own head, and so how could he just say it fully? But it was just, you know, Baba inspired. And she says something. And she just like that. You might have heard about the amazing girl, Kandida. She is married to a best boy. She was here. 3-4 times she was here. Whatever Baba had said, you know, that if you take my name by now, at the end of your life, you are taking my name subconsciously out. She said, as soon as I heard about Baba, I didn't take to any books, but I started taking his name. All the time, only in the talking about it and typing. Otherwise, I was all the time riding. One day she was on a motorcycle with her husband. She met with the accident. She had that concussion and her husband died. Her husband died and she had that concussion. So the doctor said that she is a failure case. Yes. She will die, but it is a failure.
She was. He was a failure to pay?
Yeah, he will. That means he will die in heaven.
Right.
He had the condition. So, and being only child of her parents, so many relations used to come. Amongst them, there was a boy. On the second day, he just said that, but nurse, as anyway, he is still passing away. So, mama, let us in to see him. The nurse said, I won't let you in, but in such unconscious state, who is that boy? She is all the time saying, Baba, 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 Baba. If he comes, I will let him in. See, that is the proof that what Baba said is true. And it was 5 days that she was, and on the 6th day she came around. And when she was completely sure, then nurse asked that, who was that boy? He didn't come. If he would have come, I would have let him in. You were telling all the time, Baba, 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 who are you? And she laughed. She said, there's no need to let him in. He was with me. She had been there three, four times. I think Baba has survived her as a proof. It's a very beautiful story, very beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a proof, really.
Never
get all the story, I don't call that story, it's facts. Yes? And whenever we just say to Baba, it happened, it happened. It is their love for me and faith in me. I don't worry.
Everything.
He has said, you know, that I don't do miracles. I don't perform any miracles. But I will perform one miracle when I wait for silence. I will perform one miracle. And he will do that according to his talent. Many has turned away because Baba was postponing the dates and years about his feeling. But it is that hard because Baba has said everything right according to his talent. 25th of August or whatever it is. But that is his calendar, not ours. His infinity, eternal calendar.
He's taking the umbrella, taking on all those people who are impatient.
Exactly. He has taken, the first time he has taken all in this way, just how far you are going with me. All the time, so many times he left Mirabai, saying, I want to set Mirabai on fire. I want to set Mirabai on fire. At that time, I was just thinking, why Baba said I want to set Mirabai on fire? Now I think that it is good to set Mirabai on fire at last. I'd like it to be ready. It would be ready.
Next to lecture,
exactly. One day, he just said, now, who was there? You know, many were there. Many Mandis. He said, now we are leaving Mirabai for Bombay. For good. We are not coming to see the site of Ambattana. Whoever wants to join me, they can. But remember, decide it by now. If not, and you will start, and if you just say, I will don't want, that is not good. Decide it by right now. And they were all said, yes, you and your family. Not to be curious, only you, you will worry. Many just said, no, Baba, we can't. And few of them. Again, Baba says, in the middle of, you know, going to all it. Again, I give you the chance. Decide it right now. Again, I give you the chance. When we start, they are reading, remember, I won't forgive you that. And if you went and there was just one, how does he be? You know? So, it was as soon as they reached there, Baba says, Sidhu, you know Sidhu,
yes.
And Shadam.
Shadam. Yes.
Now, come tomorrow, you have to go to work. Find out a job that starts at 8 in the morning and recess at 12 to start again and 6 o'clock. So, they went out. They said, we are so perplexed. We have never worked. Only this year we have never worked. So, alright, we will start something. And they saw a building under construction. So they just saw the contractor. Will you occupy, will you hire us? Yes, but which type of work will you do? What will you say? They said, but you don't look like you have worked somewhere else. But you will work, you just give us. Okay, then come as a labor and here to them and start from tomorrow. Okay, and what's the time? And he gave the time exactly as Baba said. 12 to 2, 8 to 12, 12 to 2 recess, and 2 to 6 rest of the day. He said, okay, they all were so, both were so happy. And they went to Baba. Baba said, what do you do? So we found the job, Baba, and we are going home tomorrow. What's the time? You said, exactly. As you said, the time was like that. So, okay, remember, don't miss a single moment. You should be there in time. So, okay, Baba. Next day, when they went to Baba, Baba said, where are you going? Baba, you said, you have fixed the work, we have to go for job. Yes, you want to go out in the world. That's why you found out the job. Stay here, nowhere to go. After exactly a month, he said to Kanji, go and have tickets. And they all were staring at each other. Tickets from where? Another, we are going to Mera by the way. Kanji was so. Are you sure, Baba? Baba said, am I joking? Now go, we have to go to, and all were happy to go to Paravan. This was all how he tested everything. He must be knowing Baba was in Portofino and he wanted a home. House, house, Portofino.
You were in Portofino.
You were in
Portofino.
Yeah. And he couldn't find a house there. Only one house that was haunted. Haunted. You might be knowing that.
Yeah, that's
a part.
I don't
know. Really. Yeah, Kanji told me that. Kanji was there. And said, people just, you know, advised not to take that house, not to hire that house. Because it's haunted. Baba said, I want it. So, they stayed there. It was the very first night, Baba said to Kanji, now I am sleeping. Don't disturb me, but all the time you have to press my feet. Not to leave my leg, my foot, for a second. Just all the time press. And whatever happens, you should not pay attention to that. This, and he was the beginning, it was 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, and he was pressing me. The middle of the night. And he began to have a nap. Chanti. As soon the seemingly Baba was sleeping. And he said that as soon as my, you know, my hand would stop, Baba used to do like that. Then I said, yes. And again he said. About it was after 12. And the whole war as it was just, you know, made such a noise. Here, Kanta, 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 roof is coming on. He got so scared. Because he was, that ghost was working on Kanti to let him go, that he can hold the feet of Baba. Baba had explained then later on. He got so bad. He was trying to take it. But then what they did, think, Chandra was in such a bad urge to go for part of nature. So now what to do? And first of all, so he just bowed down to Baba and he left the room. Baba said not to leave my food, even just the bed, and he left the room. As soon as he reached there, there was no urge for nothing. He said, now what to do? And he was just coming back. And he saw Baba and he door, like that. And he said, you know what happened as soon as you left? What may have happened to you by now? If I were not better, I would not have wanted to look at you. The ghost was after you. And he would have just tear you into pieces. What did I tell you? He said, yes, Baba, but this happened. And what happened? Then Baba said, nothing. It was just there and I felt such urge that I had to go out. And nothing happened now. Then it was all night was quiet. Next day Baba said, I have relieved him. That means he has given the body. That's why he hired that house.
Yeah. Did anyone else stay in the house then? It was just Changi and Baba?
Yeah, Changi and Baba stayed there.
Mm-hmm. And there was no one else there?
No, Changi didn't say anything. He just said this word. So, Baba then explained that why I just keep someone with me as a watchman. Because when there is no one, they just can't come here to touch his feet. Mm-hmm. When they just touch Avatars or Perfect Master's feet, they are bound to be their body. And if they are not ready, yet. But that is very say what you say, duty to them. So they said, I just keep them, if you will. Now, the story. Now, story, I am telling you what happened here. Long before, when Baba just came left for Merida. And everyone here who lived here, they were Kiki. They were Kiki Devi. She used to hear the sound, you know, just like that, and knocking here, and there, and first they moved here, and as if someone, you know, burns the mat, like that. Everyone heard, excepting this Dumbelina. I didn't hear anything at all. So, I was so tired, so just kept scared, and so this. They told Baba said word, that in the evening, you will do aarti, perform aarti at my door, and do what? So, Baba came and called all of us. Who sees, who hears, and who doesn't? They all put up their hand and then they say, I don't see anything, I don't hear anything, Baba. Well, right. If you see something and hear, if you scared, you are afraid. And how can I say, Baba, if I haven't seen any supernatural thing? Till then I could say that. I won't, but how could I say that? Baba said, no, I know. You won't be afraid. I know. So, I tell all of you that whoever sees or whoever just feels, tell him to go to my side. And then he will come to you. Okay, I said, let him come. But what's the use of coming to me? Then I will say, you go to Mary Baba, what's the use of coming to me? And he will come to you and you have to leave him. Baba said, I said, no, that's not excuse. You said that he will come to me, I will send it to you, and you have to do that. But, I was that one day. I was trying to okay, it was one of the problems. One day, and I was staying there. I was there. And you know that the room, you know, the door when you are at your knees. All this my room was closed. At night, dogs and windows. Whenever they saw me even being, if the door never banged like that, I was sleeping once, and in the middle of night, The dog then so hey, you know, was like, I open my eyes because I am sleeping. Ah. The baby wants to send the person, that one, here. Okay.